Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist. I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Disco. AJ Disco. Three times. And I'm saying, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. Well, see, I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah. See, I thought that, yeah, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are Kate Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are Kate Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, P-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. This is APAZP Live on Blog Talk Radio with your host, T-A-Z, and we got on the line Karen Bryant. I'm telling you, when I first heard your music, Karen, I'm going to tell you straight up, I seen a video, like back in the day, my boy Michael Tisdale, am I correct?
Yeah.
And you did this video, and when I seen the video, I was like, I know Tiz, but who is this singer? You know what I'm saying? I was like, I know that Negro, but who is this singing? And I had to get back with him, and he told me, and that's when I became friends with you. And it just took this long to, you know, just get with you. And I see you posting on Facebook every now and then. So it's a pleasure to have you in on the show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm glad you invited me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Now, I have never came to a show because you performed at a couple spots in the A when I lived in the A. I live in Texas now. But I lived in the A, and I was like, I wanted to see you perform. And I seen the videos on Facebook. I just want to know, how did you start? When did you decide this? You know, this is part of my life. Singing is in me, which I could tell. How did you just come about and start doing this thing?
I never wanted to do this.
What? What? Wait a minute. I almost fell on my seat. You know, I'm looking around expecting a regular answer. You talking about, I never wanted to do this. What?
I never wanted to do this. I don't like this. So, I was, I guess, in a sense, kind of forced into it or put in a position where, you know, it's like sink or swim. I was working for a money carrier, and things didn't work out there. I started going to school part-time and working security part-time. Security didn't work out. And, you know, the job market was really bad at the time. I went and hung out with some friends, and we went to a karaoke bar. And they knew I sang, so coerced me into picking a song. Actually, they picked a song for me. I sang there, and it was a couple that had a band that happened to be there. And the rest is history.
Karen, I mean, I'm going to tell you straight up. I am flabbergasted right now because of the fact that I have a friend, and y'all both got the same hairdo. Y'all both sang the same kind of songs. Y'all both started at karaoke. Y'all, and she's with in a group. I mean, it's the same thing. I'm like I'm talking to Regina right now, and I'm like, what? That's why I wanted. That's why I tried to get her to come on here to meet you, because I was like, y'all got the same look, so at least, and y'all both sing, so you know. But I didn't know it was that tight in common where you didn't want to do it and you was at a karaoke bar. Oh my God. I'm really gonna make sure she listened to this and make sure she hit you up. And you're gonna go, wow, we do look the same. Same haircut, same cut. Man, come on, girl. You're killing me. Anyway, so when you started doing it, obviously, now I hope this is the right answer. Obviously you started to like it, right?
To be honest, right now I enjoy singing. I've always loved singing. I just don't like the spotlight, and that's still true today. But
well, you carry the spotlight quite well, let me tell you.
It pays the bills, so
you're doing your thing. I went on Reverb Nation, and I got one of the live performers with you and Eric Darius. Explain that song before I play. Explain that before I play.
Came into town to Sweet Food Lounge, which is a jazz spot. Well, it's a live music spot for the most part. And he came into town on Thursday night when they have live jazz, and he performs this song. It's recorded with him singing it, and he asked me to do it with him, and yeah, it turned out pretty well. So we've done it several times now.
This is Karen Bryant. Y'all gonna love this with Eric Darius.
Of it, And we're going to keep the music on. Is that all right? So I said this album is about old school mixed with new school. And now we'd like to go to the old school side. We got any old school fans out here? All right. Well, this song is for you, and I think some of you might recognize the song. It's a classic Barry White song. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Not going to tell you. But we'll see if you recognize the song. We have a very, very special guest as well on vocals. Give it up for Karen. Put your hands together for Karen Bryant one more time. You guys feeling good out there? My darling, I can't get enough for your love. Baby, girl, I don't know why that I can't get enough of your love, baby, baby. Some things I can't get used to, no matter how I try. It's like the more you give, the more I want. And baby, that's no lie, no lie. Tell me, what can I say? What am I gonna do? How should I feel when everything is you? You're giving me, is it in your kiss or just because you're sweet? Girl, all I know is every time you're near, I feel a change, something moves, and I scream your name. Look what you got me doing, darling. Get enough of your love, baby, baby. I don't know why that I can't get enough of your love, baby, baby. Karen Bryant, ladies and gentlemen.
Me feel giving me so much, boy, so
One more time for Karen Bryant. I can't hear you. ATL, make some noise for Karen Bryant.
Love that. I love that. That was really, really boss. I was feeling that all the way through.
Oh, thank you. I haven't heard that in forever.
So, what kind of style of music you like to perform with or actually record with? I mean, can you sing any genre, or you just like to say like jazzy, R&B, smooth jazz?
I love music. You may
okay.
be surprised. I even do country.
Okay.
Some pop. For me, it just depends a lot of times on the lyrics. Lyrical content is good, then if I can get with the message, yeah, then I don't mind singing at all.
Okay. You know what? You're going to have me do some stuff behind background and send you some stuff that I did with some other females that I recorded with and see if you can see if you feel like you want to sing the same song. Under the same music.
Hey,
I'll send it to you just to show you how it goes, and you'll probably I'm sure you might like it. Do you write your own lyrics?
I do, actually.
That's another good thing. Yeah, I'm gonna send you some because I ain't trying to write it, but I write for a lot of people that I record with. But I'm like, I ain't really trying to write because it's more personal for the person who's actually delivering a performance,
right.
If they write it. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So that's good that you do write. Who do you like today? I mean, that's out now. Artist that's out now.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a picky thing. It's a picky thing. I know.
That's a hard question. I like Avery Sunshine.
Yeah.
I like Ledisi. I definitely listen to Layla Hathaway.
Yeah, I can already tell. I was getting ready to give you that answer. I was going to give you that answer because I knew you had to like her.
Oh, man, I love her. I love her voice, her tone.
Yeah, me too.
Her phrasing. Oh, man, she's phenomenal.
When she first came out, I was feeling her. I really was. Yeah, I can see you liking them because you got that sort of same style, but you got your own style. So, I mean, I can see you liking them. Who have you performed with?
Oh, let's see. I probably should have written a list. let's see. Of course, Eric Darius. Bobby Lyle. Marion Meadows. Sang background for Mesa.
Right.
Wow. That's I can't.
I didn't know. That's cool. I mean, you named a few that was pretty good, all right, off the top of the head that I all like. So,
okay.
when you not wanting to be in the limelight, you suppose you have a couple projects out there which may put you in the limelight. Then you just have to go on and be in the limelight then? Or would
I'll,
you be more
I'll
like
have to.
Would you be more
I'll
like
have to, I'll have to get used to it, I think.
Would you be more like Steely Dan? You remember them, right?
I do.
And you remember they never performed the first. They were a studio band. They never performed. They're like the first few years. They had about 8 albums out, and hey, they were selling like mad cakes, but they never performed. So you would rather be like them, kind of like, right?
Not,
as long as you was making
not necessarily. Well, but I enjoyed the interaction with the crowd as well. Probably more intimate.
Right.
Setting.
Yeah, not a big concert hall, but.
Yeah, something a little more intimate where I can actually feed off of the energy from
right.
the people. Because, the larger places, you don't really get that. You're so far away from everybody.
More like where Kipper Jones, who I told you he was supposed to come on, but he's so busy. It's hard to get up with Kip. I mean, he said yeah, and then yeah, and I talk to him periodically. He hits me up periodically, but he said yeah, but then we couldn't get him. But like Kip does at Cafe, 290? Is that it?
290, yeah.
Yeah, that's an intimate spot right there.
It is.
And laid back,
is.
So you'd be right with the crowd. I think have you ever performed there?
I have.
Yeah, that's. I thought you had. I didn't know for sure. I'm just going off the memory banks looking at some of the stuff that I've seen.
Yeah, I've actually sang a couple of songs with Kipper there.
I wish I would have seen that. So
he's a great guy. I love singing with him.
Yeah, he's cool. Out of Love. Explain that before I play it.
Well, at the time, there was this guy that I was crazy about, and I think I had just kind of given over my power to him, and to some degree, he kind of took advantage of it, not only in the sense of knowing how much I cared for him, and he just kind of used that, I guess, against me to some degree. And at some point I just kind of woke up, and I wasn't mad at him. It's not a anti-man or a male bashing song. It's a, you know, me taking my power back song that, you know,
right.
it's fine. Things didn't work out and that's cool. So you go ahead and do what you're doing and yeah, I'll be all right. So I fell in love and then I decided to come out of love.
Karen Bryant, Out of Love.
This is your girl, Tina, a.k.a. Bird, coming to you from Taz's hometown of Wintersville, Ohio. And you're jamming to the sounds and the funky beat of another Taz production in beautiful Grand Prairie, Texas.
ATAZP Live, Blog Talk Radio. Karen Bryan on the line. I love that song too, Out of Love. That had a up tempo. It was kind of funky. I like that song.
Thank you. That was my first one.
Now, when we gonna have an album from you? You know what I mean? Like,
I'm actually working on something right now.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad. I am so glad because I love your voice. I'm enamored with it because when I heard it, like I said, when you was performing with Tiz, I was like, man, that girl is bad. And that's all I talked, because Tiz been on the show before too. We've mm-hmm. talked before. So I was like, I just found your voice phenomenal, and I love the smoothness in it. It's just a whole smooth, cool-ass vibe, and I'm feeling it.
Oh, thank you.
I could feel you on any song. Like you probably said you love music. I could see you doing a hook on a rap song, setting it out too. And I'm like, yo, she probably sound good singing a hook on somebody's jump too, just as well. So I'm sure you've been approached by a whole lot of people to do a whole lot of things on different tracks.
Actually, let's see, more live shows than recordings,
right?
But I have actually done background for a few people, like on some gospel,
right? I can see that too.
Independent artists.
Yeah, I can see you actually leading a lot of different songs in a lot of different genres. So. Like I said, I am so glad you came through. Sorry we had to mix up yesterday. I would love to have you back on once you finish your project that you're working on. Can you tell the people exactly where people can hit you up, listen to some of your music?
Oh, of course. Facebook, let's see. My artist page is Karen The Voice Bryant. I'm on, let's see, Twitter is Karen Sings, S-I-N-G-S, and same with Instagram.
Are you on you on SoundCloud too?
I am. Okay.
I think it's Karen Sings on that too.
Is it? Don't judge me because I haven't been on SoundCloud in so long.
I was on it. That's why I'm saying I was on it. So I think it's Karen Sings.
Okay.
Or either you can look it up, Karen Bryant too. It ought to come up too.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I'm gonna change that though. You know, it's difficult wearing so many hats, being the one who is doing all of the social media and being an artist, writing and still performing and now recording, trying to stay in good health so that I'm able to actually go and record. And it's a lot trying to wear all of those hats. And there's so many different social media sites.
Oh, yes, it is, because I'm on about 9 or 10 music sites all over.
See, no.
And I don't keep up with all of them. I only keep up with like 2, and then I bounce the old ones back to the 2 that I keep up with. You know, like on the ones that I set up that I don't do, I write down, if you want to catch something new from me, go here to this link.
Okay.
And then boom, you know, set it up like that. And when I talk on Facebook, my Twitter is actually connected, so I don't have to go on Twitter. So I'm just saying, you gotta do some shortcuts in order to keep up.
I did forget, since you mentioned it. I'm on Reverb Nation also, so you can hear music on there, and upcoming shows are on there also.
And you're under Karen Sings, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, it's easier. I wanted to have it for all of them, but since I started on Facebook, it's something totally different. The rest of them are Karen Sings, because I figured you can, you know, it's Karen. Hey, who's the girl that sings? You know, I saw her at this place. Okay, it's Karen Sings at, you know. So it's easier to keep it up that way.
Well, Karen, I appreciate you for calling in, and thank you. Love your music. Love your voice.
Thank you.
Like I said, I'm going to send you one of the songs that I did, see if you like it. If you don't, no bus. Like I said, I done made about 5,000-6,000 beats. So we can go from there. I wish I was living in the A. We'd be like Steely Dan, for real.
Well, you know, it won't be that difficult, because with technology now, you can be there while I'm here, and we can still collaborate and make it happen.
For real. You're right about that. Again, that's Karen Bryant. And like I said, I will be in touch with you a little bit more. I'm gonna hit you on Facebook on the hitter and send you an MP3.
Okay, great. I'll be looking for it.
All right, then, dear. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too.
All right.
That was Karen Bryant. What we're going to do is, like I normally do, for a half hour, we'll do some no spins, yo. I know those are the shows that everybody be feeling. I'm going to start with Eric Biddens. The name of the song is Coffee Love.
we're free and have the time, then we should link and have some coffee at a cafe, but it's not a date. I'm never not busy, I'm always on the meter, but a text you should call me, got an hour, we should meet up. Reply that you would hit me in five, you with your people, text the address of the place, a smiley face, can't wait to see you. Got on the road, the area I never knew about. Love the energy like you predicted, how you knew why. With it, this type of scene, the decor is off the chain. Only met you a couple times, often I forget your name. Evaluate without the knowledge of my kind. Get the wrong impression till you read the book, you'll be surprised. Got us a table by the window. You're walking like you own the place. I wait for your attention, get my signal. The nicer day, so was her color eyes brown. Forgot how nice she looked, don't recall her being as fine. I must not pay attention, cause it's never crossed her mind. Asked me, did I order? I didn't, was waiting for you. To get high, I was chilling, it was cool, ain't nothing boring. In time, a couple more days, I've been recording. I fly back to Florida Friday, got a meeting in the morning. She said I'm ready to order, want you to try the coffee. They got a blend up to you like a hint of coffee. Well, then let me be the judge if you believe. She know I like to buy two sugars, a side of cream. We can do this forever. Conversation we talking. I know you did me like a booger. I know you have no clue to what we're doing here, but still provide the sugar. I know that we don't have no title. Know that when I say I know the things, that I'm just speaking from survival. Cause we done landed in the puddle. Sticky situation got me days later sitting thinking of you. Would you believe me if I love you? Love is what you say when you run out of excuses and I got dozens.
GoGoCentral.com.
This one right here for all my trashy girls. Got no trashy girl. I like mine is 17. Pump. We're looking for no man.
You're looking right at ease.
Classy, go go, something y'all don't know about. DC, baby. I know about it. I know it's about you. This is Cam Wallace with the song Savage.
Savage, savage, savage.
I've been living savage.
Savage.
So savage, savage, savage.
Savage.
While they reaching, I just grab it.
Yeah.
You know I had to take advantage. Opportunities combined. They be gone like the last train.
Yeah.
They be gone like so-called friends.
Yeah.
So I be on my job, ain't no calling in. You know I'm living savage, savage, savage. I've been ready for the practice. Rolling up the loud. I can't hear you right now. Got me feeling like a motherfucking magnet.
I do, I do.
Cause all my visions I attracted.
I do.
They come at me so rapid. You know I'm down to get it, no relaxing. By my paper, I'm a 777.
I am 777.
777. Around the town, I need it right now.
Yeah,
no, I'm living savage. Cause we gotta make it happen.
Yeah,
savage, savage, savage. Yeah, I be going savage. I be going Randy Macho Man.
Savage.
Trying to make them understand, but sometimes they don't comprehend.
Savage.
Gotta take it up a level then.
Yeah.
Gotta show them that you bout that. If you don't, then you never win. Gotta let them know you with the shit. Gotta show them that you bout that. Don't let them try to box you in.
Don't do it.
Ain't no rules, ain't no membership.
No, no.
You just doing what you feel. That's that vibe that they fucking with.
Savage, savage, savage.
Man, look at all the points that I average. They don't wanna count it up, don't wanna add it. I've been riding on the way before it happened. Before that shit got cool to say you niggas lacking. There I go bragging. Human made it all, there I go swagging. They don't get it, I just sit back and be laughing. Going savage. Going savage by that bridge.
Going
savage, don't you make them bust your head. By my family and my team. Going savage by my bros.
My bros.
Going savage cause only the Lord knows. It's for my savages, savages round the globe. From H-Time to Tokyo.
Hello, hello.
I'm going savage. Yeah. I'm going savage.
I've been down so.
Project 2, another go-go group out of D.C. Fake Love is the name of the song. I want to thank Karen Bryant for calling in. Very, very talented lady. Love that. I love her music, and I love her voice. Also, I think next week we got another one coming on for you. I'm going to end this show with one of the tracks off the new CD that drops June 14th all over the internet, everywhere, on internet providers. It's a jazz CD with me and my cousin, Chris Jordan. He's on keyboards. I programmed all the other instruments. The name of the joint is Slow Walking. I'm looking for it on my keyboard here because I just seen it. Oh, I gotta put it down another way because this is Life Music, ATAZP. As I'm looking too, and can't find it. Just seen it, y'all. Up here trying to promote the song before this thing dropped. I see it right there. It's Life Music, and music is spelled with a Q, ATAZP. The name of the song is Slow Walking. See y'all next week.